Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review Transformers Ghostbusters Issue 4. It should be a fright. Peter and Frank talk about the future of the live-action Transformers movies, and all six Constructicon profiles for Transformers Galaxies have been released. Today is Friday, September 13th, 2019, and this is episode 146 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that doesn't understand how you can't believe it's not butter. I'm your host, Daryl, a.k.a. the Cybertronian Beast. And I'm joined by the best damn transmissions team there is. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
That's all of us.
Transformers?
Yay! That's all of us. It's just the two of us. And that's all we need.
Yes.
Because we're the best. We're the best!
Nothing I can't, is going to take us down.
Can't sing the rest something. Of it because of trademarks, yeah. Copyrights.
Copyright.
We're going to start off the show here in alt mode with some sad news. We talked about it on Wednesday with the toy show, but Robots in Disguise 2001 lost two people within the last few days.
A few weeks?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 weeks. Michael Lindsay, who voiced the characters Rollbar and Skid Z here in Canada. He passed away on August 31st at the age of 56. And Robert Axelrod, who voiced Movar, passed away on September the 8th after a long battle with an illness that was the result of complications from surgery. And he was 70. So condolences to their families. And here on Transmissions, we are celebrating. We are celebrating our 6th anniversary with a contest. And what you got to do to be part of this contest is you just need to fill out a survey that we've got. And you go to, what is it,
transmissionspodcast.com/6 years. And it's the number 6 years.
There you go. And tell us one of your favorite moments from any Transmissions podcast over the last 6 years. Could be this one right now, where you've got the best team around.
Mm-hmm. I will say we have more responses than last week.
That's good.
We are up to 8.
It would be strange if we had less.
No, 7. Yeah, we have 7 now, which I think we had like 4 or 5 the last mm-hmm. time I looked.
Winners will be selected at random from all the entries yes. received by October 27th, 2019. The prizes. The grand prize winner will receive Respect the Prime Purple Decepticon Purple Edition Vinyl LP. Also a copy of Respect the Prime Constructed Cold EP CD. And one Transmissions t-shirt of their choosing. We'll buy that too. You won't have to buy that. We'll buy that and ship it to you. Runners up. We'll choose some runners up. We don't know how many yet, but we'll choose a couple. Runners up will receive Respect the Prime Constructed Cold EP CD. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. All you got to do is fill out a survey.
And it's nothing really hard. Just what is your favorite moment in the 6 years of our show? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have something that you enjoyed?
Exactly.
You know, was it, you know, Daryl talking funny Canadian words? Was it me just not being able to talk? You know, what was it?
Jeremy's constant sound issues.
Yeah. I will say that there is one entry that's favorite moment was the one with Daryl.
The one with Daryl? Just says the one with Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right, well, let's move on from that, and we will get into some comics news. Comics news this week. We've got Transformers IDW Phase 2 Collection, Volume 11 hardcover is coming out in May 2020. We've got this week we saw the profiles for all six Constructicons released by IDW. We were talking with Tyler Blazinski last week, and this is something that was really cool to see. I do remember seeing one for Devastator, though. Did we not see one for Devastator as well?
There is one image here, number 7, the Combiner.
Ah, there you go.
It's not on that combined image that they have, but the individual ones.
Yeah. Right on. So take a look at those if you want to take a deeper dive into the personalities of these Constructicons. Yes. And lastly, we've got a preview of Transformers Galaxies number 1, Constructicons Rising. The preview is a bit larger than from what I understand. This is 8 pages. Aren't the previews generally about 4 pages or so, Jeremy?
Yeah, usually. And the art here shows like 5 pages of actual comic content.
Okay.
In a cover and a title page. So I don't know. It's probably maybe a page more than normal, but.
Okay.
I normally ignore the previews.
Yes, I've when off air when we were talking to Tyler last week, he had asked me if I had read the preview yet, and I had told him no. I generally avoid it. So, yeah, I think he wanted me to give him a pre review of his preview. But
it's not really fair to judge a comic on the first few pages.
It isn't. And I didn't want to be what I told him kind of verbatim was that I'd hate to get into it and then have to stop because there's nothing else. So yeah, that's basically,
and we already get it, early.
Exactly. So it's not that big of a deal. Right on. So that's all the comic news this week. Let's move into donations. So this week, we're going to do some donations after the comics. So we have no new Donatrions this week, but we are still talking about our shop. It's at it's a TeePublic shop. You can get to it from transmissionspodcast.com/shop, and you can buy all kinds of merch there. Beer steins. You can get t-shirts if you want a t-shirt.
Yeah,
a blanket. You want my face on a blanket?
A tapestry.
Yeah, you want my face on a blanket? My wife doesn't even want my face on a blanket.
So, hey, but how about the good guy or bad guy logo?
That's a pretty kick-ass logo. I'll tell you right there.
Yeah.
So take a look at what we can put our crazy crap on, and you can also do that there too. Who else we've got, we're kind of helping out is our friends, K-Girl, who's got their own shop. It's over at TeePublic, and it's teepublic.com/user/superstarK. So take a look at that and see if you have anything over there. Pretty cool. She will also be at TFCon DC, and she'll be probably selling some prints. And I have it on good authority that she does commissions, so maybe get a commission from her while you're there.
She does really good work.
Yeah. All right, so let's move into our comic book review. This week, we are talking about Transformers Ghostbusters number 4.
All right. So, this book, Transformers Ghostbusters number 4, is written by Eric Burnham. Art is by Dan Schoening. Colors by Luis Antonio Delgado. Letters by Tom B. Long. Editors David Mariette and Tom Waltz. Assistant editor is Megan Brown. And there are 3 covers to this issue. Cover A is part 4 of the connecting covers of the massive battle scene. This one features Devastator. I will say none of this is in the book, but who cares? It's an awesome image. This is by Dan Schoening and Luis Antonio Delgado. Cover B has Optimus and Ectotron joining the Ghostbusters, trying to bust all sorts of paranormal threats. And this is by Alex Milne and Josh Perez. And the retailer incentive cover is the blueprints for Ectotron. And this is by Chris Panda. And Daryl, as we mentioned on Trips to the Store, you got all three covers. You pulled a Shelton.
I did pull a Shelton, yes.
Which one of those is your favorite?
Well, it's hard to pick because the reason why I bought them all is because I really like them all. I like the aspect of the combining cover because it's pretty awesome and the artwork is fantastic. The Alex Milne cover is just Alex Milne goodness. And the blueprint cover is just cool with freaking Ecto-1 blueprints. I'm going to have to go with Alex's cover because it's so dynamic. I even like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man fingers coming in at the top corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of crazy crap going on here. Some kind of octopus tendril. Like, he's just got weird shit going on here, you know?
It's kind of like, you know, with Rom versus Transformers, how he got to draw all these weird, you know, alien creatures. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of some of that feeling to it.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, they're not the Ghostbusters from the book. It's like the real Ghostbusters, right? They're the different design of the Ghostbuster characters. So yeah, but I still love it. It's great. Alex is a superstar. He always does great work.
Cool. I think I would go for the blueprint one just because it's not often we see just something different like that. I mean, I know, like, you know, we've seen the prints of, like, the blueprints for Optimus Prime. I think Charles even got one as a present from his wife. Mm-hmm. And I think that just it looks good, and I think it would look great as a print.
Yeah.
And I like how he incorporated, you know, the issue information kind of in a box like you would see on a real set of blueprints where the information, you know, what's for and everything it would be. But like you said, there really wasn't a bad choice this week. It, you know, all of them are great.
Yeah.
All right. Into the summary. This is Ghost of Cybertron Part 4. Inside the Ghostbusters warehouse in Red Hook, the Ghostbusters, Ectotron, and Optimus Prime are trying to work out how Starscream escaped. Prime is still skeptical about it actually being Starscream and being a ghost, but he's going along with everyone on the premise that they're actually correct. While everyone else is talking, Ray and Winston are busy modifying cases for proton packs to fit in. Packs to fit in so the Autobots can use them if they find Starscream. And as soon as they're installed, Egon detects Starscream's PKE signature, so Prime tells everyone to roll out. They discover the signature is at a power plant, and once inside, Starscream reveals himself. He's quickly caught in proton beams, but a lightning bolt from out of nowhere breaks him free. Krimzeek then makes itself known and punishes Starscream by absorbing him again. He reveals that the other Decepticons that he made a deal with wouldn't bow down to him, so only Starscream was given autonomy to help him with his mission. However, Starscream, as per Starscream, has failed to live up to his side of the bargain. Tired of all this monologuing, the Autobots join the Ghostbusters in blasting Krimzeek, but he quickly uses some of his power to free himself. However, it takes a lot out of him. And while he has grabbed Prime, he has to siphon energy from the power plant to use in attacking the Autobot. Wanting to help, Ray wishes that they still had the trap from the other night that had that electrical entity that they had captured. Ectotron reveals that they left the trap, some slime, and some food crumbs in him when they returned that night, and that they're kind of disgusting. Opening the trap, the entity immediately is drawn to Krimzeek's power, and when they make contact, they both are blown to pieces. The day is saved, but in doing so, a familiar voice for Ectotron is heard, and they accidentally free the Decepticons. Megatron, Soundwave, Shockwave join Starscream in threatening the Autobots. However, Optimus is tired of war and tries to reason with Megatron, but Megatron won't give in until Optimus is finished. So Optimus pulls the cable connecting his proton pack into his ion blaster and plugs it into his arm, creating a proton energy axe. And the issue comes to a close. So this issue, I think this is still just such a fantastic series. The art was great throughout. We've talked about that in the past. Dan Schoening can draw freaking Transformers, and he's doing a great job. And also drawing them with humans and stuff, it all works well together, and it's great. I will say there is like one, the panel where Krim Zeke reveals himself. That's probably my biggest complaint, because Krim Zeke looks like just a very plain and bland figure. I'm not sure, you know, what kind of detail they were going for there, but that was really my only complaint in the issue. Story-wise, you know, I'm kind of glad that it's going to end up with issue 5 being a, you know, some sort of battle between the Ghost Decepticons and the Ghostbusters and the Autobots. I think that it's going to be a really fun final issue, and I kind of like how we got there. And in universe, they say Krim Zeke will come back, you know, once all the pieces, you know, the energy comes back together, but that's for another day. So I like that part is kind of open-ended. Daryl, what are your thoughts?
I thought the issue was fun. For me, I was kind of disappointed that Krim Zeke was still such a big part of it. Like, I thought mm-hmm. they were done with Krim Zeke, and that they were focusing more on Ghost Starscream. But, I mean, here comes this Krim Zeke as a, like, you know, humanoid embodied thing. And that kind of made me sigh a bit, because, you know, Krim Zeke's this energy monster thing, and that now he's a dude with muscles and stuff. And
they did establish that in a previous issue.
Did they?
Yeah, where like Krim Zeke was making the deal, and that the smaller, you know, actual Krim Zeke looking guys were just kind of like pieces of his energy that he sends out.
Oh, all right. Well, I missed that then. All right. Well, still, I still think the book is fun. I liked the humor that was written into it. How the Venkman character, it to me, it sounds like Bill Murray, right? As it's,
yeah.
The writing for it is just, it's so snarky. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying the book. It's been fun. I've said it before, and I just, you know, I did just say it, as Krim Zeke is not my favorite villain. It probably is my most despised out of all of G1, but it's still a villain that they're able to use. So
it does kind of fit.
It fits
going against Ghostbusters,
right? Because of energy, and it's a fun ride. The coloring and the art is fantastic. Everything looks great. It's just fun. I was telling you before we started recording that I've recommended this series to a whole bunch of people, just because it's bonkers and it's fun. You don't need to know anything going in. Like, if you know Transformers, then, and you know Ghostbusters, you'll be okay with this series, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But other than that, it's okay.
All right, cool. So one more issue to go, and I don't know. I'm hoping that these guys can get some other Transformers work, or maybe, you know, a sequel to this down the line. I think they've definitely proven that they know and care for the Transformers side. You know, they clearly are big in the Ghostbusters community for the amount of work that they've done on the Ghostbusters comics. But they know they're Transformers too.
Yeah.
All right. So that is our review. Let's move on into some media news.
Hey, that's my line. All right. In media news this week, we got a bunch of stuff. This first one is a holdover from FanExpo Canada. Peter Cullen and Frank Welker had a panel, and in it, they were asked a question about their opinions on the future of the Transformers live action movie franchise, and they answered. So Frank Welker said, "Generation Oneers is our family. We all have such great fond memories of that, and we're like a family. I think the more that's expressed to the powers that be at Paramount Pictures and Hasbro, the more they understand Generation One is the heart and soul of the industry and will become convinced that going back to the roots would be the answer for the continued success."
It was the rumors, but...
Oh, okay. So I don't think... It doesn't say who actually said it, but they elaborated on some the rumor that they had heard. He said, "Another thing to that, along the same lines we're talking about, we're hoping, we've heard rumors, but you never know, would be to have the G1 characters and voices from the originals, because a lot of us are still around and can do those voices. We're hoping that maybe Hasbro and Paramount would put out a full-length feature animated version so you'd see that whole beautiful family. That's the hope. So let them know if that's what you're interested in. But really, the franchise will continue on. But in what shape, we don't know." So that's them talking about a full-length feature film of CGI that everyone kind of wants.
That would be great.
It would be.
We probably should mention also that the Flickering Myth has a full recording of the panel.
Oh, fantastic.
There's a link here in our show notes.
And we've got... news that Rescue Bots Academy Season 1 is coming to Discovery Family Channel in September. So if you're looking forward to that, take a look there. And I don't know if it specifies a day in September.
Saturday the 7th. So yesterday. It's last week.
Cyberverse Season 1 Marathon is being done right now.
It's over.
Yeah. It's been done. I mean, I was telling Jeremy that this is being... They've been marathoning. Well, maybe not marathoning, but in the spot that they've been playing Cyberverse while it came out brand new, they continued to just keep playing those episodes as though they were coming out brand new, even though they were just replaying the same things over and over again. So those... What was it, 18 episodes? They got replayed quite a bit since the last new one showed up here in Canada. We've got our first official trailer to Power the Spark Season 2. You can take a look at that. It's on YouTube. But all this stuff seems to have come out late because we've started getting episodes here. We've also got a story here for Power the Spark Season 2 opening, the opening credits. And now the last one here, the Season 2 Episodes 1 and 2 are available on Cartoon Network. From what I understand, if you are inclined to look, you can probably find Episodes 1 through 6 online. So if you are so inclined, those are available out there.
I know here in the U.S., if you have On Demand... You probably have up to 6 available. Like, I have PlayStation View for my TV stuff, and they have up to 6 on the on-demand.
And that's it for media news.
Awesome. And we will be reviewing Cyberverse, like, in bunches like we did in the past.
Yeah.
So.
It seemed to go over well.
Yeah.
All right, let's move into transforming pop culture.
So this is it's an album by an artist named Word Burglar. I saw this via a friend of the show, Wulong T, on Facebook. And then since then, I've seen it many other places. But he is, I'm guessing it's his type of rap is called nerdcore. Basically, he raps about all sorts of nerd stuff. And this album has a Star Wars, Star Trek. I think there's a Doctor Who track, and there are three Transformers tracks on here. Yeah. I'm not the biggest rap fan, but I appreciate rap. I have, you know, listened to particular albums in my past.
You really like gangster rap?
No, but I am a fan of nerdcore here and there. I really enjoyed this album. No, but I gotta say, I really enjoyed this album. I'm going to play a little bit of the track Cybertronosaur, and we'll have a link in the show note to his Bandcamp page where you can, it looks like this is like a pay what you want type of deal. You can get a physical CD, but you can pay as little as $0, Daryl, and get this all out.
That's my kind of price.
Legally, but chip in a little bit because it's awesome.
Can I still steal it?
And there's no point. You can get as high quality as you want for nothing, but I would say contribute. One of the tracks, not the track I'm playing, but one of the tracks, the track that Metroplex Life features Hot Rod of the Cybertronic Spree. And then there's the other track is Unicrontact to the Finish. And that track was neat because it actually used some of the kind of theme music from the 2007 movie. And it's about Unicron, and I don't know, it seemed to work. So,
okay.
But here's a little bit of a Cybertronosaur.
Straight out of Icon. I've been striving on Cybertron since before the Primes first turned their high beams on. Ride along with the pride of Ironhide. I'll be kind, recording everything like Rewind. I am the All-Spark Alpha to Zeta Prime. Diaclone, way ahead of my time. Optimus Primal, transforming with a monkey on my spinal. Stunticons, Junkions. Rekgar, turn you into a trash can. With the wreckers, ready for my last stand. The OG G1 got you tripping on my whole body of work. Crypticon, inflict upon like Scorponok, fast track. They forgot I was a leader like Ratbat, flipping scripts inside.
Yeah, so that's just a little bit of it. It's really cool. So I would just say check it out. Let us know what you think.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And let's move on to convention news.
All right. TFCon DC has announced another media guest. G1 writer Donald F. Glut is going to be attending. He wrote scripts for a number of Transformers episodes, but also G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Masters of the Universe, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, DuckTales, The Mighty Orbots, and he wrote the novelization of The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
So that is a pretty impressive resume. So, you know, check him out. This does not say if he's going to be doing any panels. I would imagine he's going to be kind of in the artist alley signing stuff. But yeah, check him out. And if he has panels, I'm sure he'll have awesome stuff to say. So that is cool. All right. Also, in convention news, New York Comic Con is coming up at the beginning of October. And, you know, in addition to on the toy side, you got Hasbro coming and, you know, end of the Unicron crowdfunding that weekend. On the media side, IDW is going to have a panel on Friday, October 4th, which is the day I'm going to be there. So that's awesome. From 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., room 1A02 in the Javits Center. This is IDW Publishing 20 Years and Beyond. It is going to have behind-the-scenes secrets of your favorite IDW comics, Lock and Key, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers, Sonic the Hedgehog, and more. Be the first to know about upcoming projects by the most exciting creators around and ask the questions you've only dreamed of asking to Editor-in-Chief John Barber and the host of fan favorite writers and artists, plus some who soon will be. So we know John Barber is going to be there, and I will be at that panel. So we will have a full report, but also in addition to him, and who knows, who else is going to be there relating to that panel. In Artist Alley, Alex Milne will be there. Andrew Griffith will be there. Dan Khanna will be there. He's done stuff for Fun Pub and for the trading card game. Olivia Ramondelli will be there. And this will be right after Galaxies is released. So if you are going to be at New York Comic Con, bring your copy of Galaxies. Christopher Yuminga is going to be there. And we mentioned this before. He was an artist on the Transformers Foot Locker Collection collaboration. So some shoe stuff. And I threw this in there. Cullen Bunn, who is well known more for, I think, his Marvel work or, you know, he does a lot for the big two. But he was on Revolution and Micronauts, so I threw him in here. So that is awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of people. I'm hoping to talk with Livio about the Galaxies book, and I'm hoping to be able to get some information from the IDW panel, maybe ask some questions. So I am stoked about New York Comic Con.
Yeah, man. Sounds like it'll be fun.
So. Yeah. And if you are going to be there as well, I will be there Friday and Saturday. So if you're going to be there, you want to meet up with me, say hi, shoot me a note on Twitter or Discord or whatever. And, you know, we'll try to make it happen. So that's all we got for convention news.
All right. And we will finish up the show with some feedback. All right, and this feedback comes to us today from Reddit. We don't get a lot of feedback from Reddit, but this time we did. And this piece of feedback comes to us from username DeathEater7. And he has written to us in regards to our last Alt Mode episode, where we interviewed Tyler Blazinski. And he said, listen to this episode at work today. I like your comic reviews on the podcast. This was a great interview. Tyler Blazinski is going to kill it. Decepticon fans represent. Thanks, DeathEater7. I hope you enjoy this episode. I know it wasn't a interview, but we did review a comic. So
yeah,
there you go.
And yeah, I will say that I really like Tyler's enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Since it's his first comic, you know, we're not really sure how the actual writing is going to be. I'm optimistic about it because clearly he is passionate about the Constructicons.
Clearly.
And, you know, that can only help.
Yeah.
And it's probably a great thing that he has such a blank canvas to work from.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has to write their first, right?
Right.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, and it might as well be with something you love.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much, DeathEater7. I don't know what happened to DeathEaters 1 through 6.
They were eaten.
There you go. Let us know what you think of Galaxies, Constructicons Rising when you get your hands on it. But that's going to do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks for joining us and letting us... take up some of your time. Thank you for joining me, Jeremy.
Yeah, it was a pleasure as always.
Yeah. You know, we really don't need anyone else. Just you and I.
We don't.
You know, we could do this.
Maybe we should just spin off our own podcast.
Yes. With hookers and blackjack. If you want to send us some feedback like DeathEater7 did, please do. You can send it to us on the website, transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, or you can find a link on that same page to leave us a voicemail. And we love the voicemails because they are easy for us to do. We just record it and play it on the show. It's so fun and easy. Yeah. And we get to hear your
voice.
Beautiful voices. Yeah. So anyway, leave us some feedback and you'll hear yourself on the show. All right. But yeah, thanks for listening and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
You okay with the intro I wrote for this show?
Yeah, it's not your best work, but you know, they can't all be winners.
Oh my goodness. I think it's good.
It's smooth.
That's all it has to be. Smooth and greasy.
You want me to do that?
Whatever. You do what you want to do, Jeremy. It's your show.
No, I mean, I was just waiting for you to say something else.
Bam, 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 bam. All right.